Yeah, people come out in their hundreds, if not thousands, the whole way from Muff right through along the border area towards County Louth. And a very, very strong message was sent from the border community that we will not tolerate or accept any strengthening of the partition of this island. It'll be absolutely detrimental, if not catastrophic, for the communities in which we live. The very way of life and our economy will be destroyed. Well, there's no good Brexit. Certainly, if there's any strength of partition, it'll be absolutely devastating. So the people come out in huge, huge numbers to make that message clear that this will not be accepted.
Now, in terms of the recent developments this morning, we do understand that the DUP seem to be not in favour of this deal that's on the table. I suppose from your party's perspective, is that a real concern today?
It is. We've always been concerned that any deal could be beholden to the DUP. I mean, we know that the DUP would clearly disregard the border community. So it's of course a concern, but we've always argued that there should be a border in the Irish Sea. That no deal should throw the border communities to the lions. But ultimately, it would be my view, and I think there's a growing recognition, and certainly it's the view of my party, that for a long and lasting solution, we should be calling for a border poll and Irish unity. We should start that debate now, let the people have their say. And ultimately, I think the reunification of Ireland is the only solution to this problem.
From being at the protest last night, is there a profound sense of fear in terms of what Brexit does have in store for people living in those border regions?
Yeah, and there always has been. Boris Johnson clearly has no great love for Ireland or no great worry or care for the Irish people. So we've always felt that we would be thrown aside for his own very personal, self-centred ambition. So that's always been our concern. But ultimately, I do think the solution is the reunification of Ireland and I suppose the removal of Boris Johnson's control over a part of our country.